Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, believe me, my friends, this is a broadcast you are not going to want to miss. I discovered a whole nother level to the rabbit hole here in this Alice in Wonderland world we live in this weekend. There was a Mexican Independence Day rally Saturday. Mexican Independence Day is on Friday, but they held this particular rally in March against the Minutemen on Saturday. And so Friday, I decided midway through the broadcast to ask listeners to come out to the event. And listeners did come out to the event, and it was amazing. And we will describe to you what happened. We've also got some audio clips. There were about five different newscasts locally, two different newspaper articles, and it aired internationally on some of the Spanish-speaking news networks. It was on in Dallas, Houston, Fort Worth, San Antonio, and there are so many facets. There are so many different areas to this story. I didn't know that there was a Mexican plan with the German government to kill all whites in the Southwest above the age of 16 until I saw La Reconquistas wearing the T-shirts and until I was told by Hispanics that were there, do you know what that means, Alex? And I said, no. I later went and found out from the Hispanic Historical Society, University of Texas, University of Mexico, Mexico City. This is public, and I didn't know there had been Charles Manson-type attacks on whites in 1916. And now I know where Mecha and La Raza and all of it came from, and I know why they hate Jews. I never figured that out. And I know where they got their whole ideology. And then Hitler also tried to have an attack with Japanese and Mexican Americans during World War II, and it's all mainstream news, and I didn't know it. Now, again, I know I don't know a lot of stuff, but I thought I'd know something like this. You know, I'd read a book about Pancho Villa. I mean, I thought I knew about a lot of this stuff. Folks, I had no idea. No idea. I wondered why Skull and Bones has Pancho Villa's skull. And, of course, then a famous Native American skull. Because they're into this, and because they actually financed him. So, and it's all mainstream news, and it's always Skull and Bones. It's always, it's so bizarre, folks. It just blows me away. And, by the way, they're chipping the dead bodies with microchips. Absolutely no reason to do this. But they're doing it, and now they're saying, oh, as we predicted, oh, maybe we all need chips in case of disasters beforehand. We made the jokes on air. Paul Watson did last week, and he said, I shouldn't joke. I'm sure it's going to happen, and of course it did. The most horrible thing you can imagine, and more, is the reality. Is the reality. You tell people Zionists are actually controlled by Nazis, they will laugh at you. You tell them that the Reconquistas are actually Nazis, and they'll laugh at you, and it's actually true. You tell them, the globalists have really got a sophisticated program of control, I'll tell you right now. There's so much news. You know, what I'm going to do is, I'm just going to cover news, other news items until the bottom of the hour, and then we've got several guests that are supposed to call in who were there at the rally. If Kevin Smith wants to call in, if others want to call in who are supposed to call in at the bottom of the hour, do it. Steve Mason's welcome to call in, and some of the great Hispanic folks that were out there who wanted to call in and describe what they saw. Of course, we're not going to use their full name since there may be repercussions.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforest of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, here's the headline out of the Austin American Statesman over the weekend. Annual Mexican Independence Parade protested. Police keep pro and anti-Minutemen demonstrators apart. You mean when they would assault us, you mean the state police wouldn't do anything, but restrain them. Now, admittedly, 8-9 years ago, if a million mom would hit me with a sign, they wouldn't even stop them. Though the state police claim that they like us and are on our side, they're afraid to touch a godlike liberal. But Mike Hansen was hit with a cane by a prominent La Reconquista. Why they always assault Mike, I have no idea. I mean, nobody ever touches me. Well, that's not true. I've been popped with a sign a few times in the back of the head. But compared to Mike, it's nothing. Mike's welcome to call in, too, today if he wants to talk about this. And then at the same time, I had some lady run up with like Yoko Ono and dig her fingernails into my biceps, and then I told the police to get her off of me. And then here's the media saying that we had to be separated. Again, that's like if somebody rapes you, and then the police come and say, oh, we had to separate them. No. They were officiating with force, and I'm sick of it. And you're going, Alex, what are you talking about? Well, we have the Ku Klux Klan. We have to deal with them. We have the black supremacists. We have to expose them. You know, Khalid Muhammad, he's dead now, but we did expose him. He said, kill all the white people. They're all evil. And, I mean, Mecha and La Raza are shooting their mouths off saying the same stuff. And I have discovered a whole lot more about these groups that I've never heard anybody talk about that is totally documented. I mean, You know, the major university in Mexico City has a whole webpage in English about it. University of Texas, Texas Historical Society, University of Illinois at Chicago, American University. I mean, it makes my head spin how much I learned of actual raids in 1916 to kill all whites above the age of 16. And then the German government found out about it and actually funded it again in 1917 and then in 1942. And before, and it even admits on the Hispanic historical websites and stuff in Mexico that American Mexicans, at least Mexicans in America, were all basically assimilating, were friends, were intermarrying, and that that's when the, all these terms started and all this hatred of Mexicans started. Because I always wondered where that came from, because it really didn't exist, folks. I mean, the founders of Texas, many of them were Hispanic, the number two in the government who wrote the Constitution, over a third of the soldiers. And I always wondered, and I didn't know all this history, and I was 3 hours. Well, that's not true. 3 hours, and then my wife going, aren't you going to spend time with the family? And then working till 1 o'clock in the morning, getting home in another hour and a half, so 4.5 hours, I couldn't believe what I discovered. And we got up this morning, and in about an hour, I wrote a 5-page article. It's not that good, but I'm going to update it, and then I'm going to write two more, part two and part three in the next few days. But just try doing a radio show. Try writing news articles. Most of these lazy journalists write one article a week, folks. I write articles every day. We do radio shows every day. We do interviews every day. We do TV shows. We do shoots. I was last night looking at the 10 hours of video we shot. You know, that my editor put together. We're trying to boil it down to 30 minutes for the hour TV show. I'm not whining. I'm just sometimes if I'm gyrating out of control and sputtering and jabbering, it's because I'm literally just out of control. You know, I mean, I get a little sloppy sometimes because I'm trying to, you know, I got too many dishes cooking on the stovetop because it's just coming at us from every angle. Folks, I got a stack of news here that every article I've got, I could spend 3 hours on. And so I end up not even covering some of it because you can't even do it justice unless you cover it in detail. In fact, let me just try to... I've got this huge stack here, and it's... I don't even know where to start. Folks, for those that are out there just getting in preparation for what I'm going to expose a little bit later, just type in the plan of San Diego into Google. The plan of San Diego. And you are going to be blown away. You are going to be blown away. Katrina corpses get chipped. And there's a comment that we put above the AP article. We predicted this would happen. Yes, Paul did last week. Now the argument will be that everyone needs to be chipped in case this kind of thing happens again. And lo and behold, I actually heard it on the radio today. Yes, a company that makes ID chips for humans, and Friday it has started chipping corpses in Katrina-ravaged region of Mississippi to help expedite the identification process. Yeah, you can't have a toe tag, can't put a bracelet around their neck, necklace, just can't do it. These ghouls at Verichip, who I've had their CEO on, I've had their European director, I've had their European distributor, I've had them all on, all of them, the scientists who invented it, all of them. And they say, you will submit, the chip, quote, will prevail, get chipped today. And I was getting gas with my wife yesterday, and the, I guess it was a Tiger Mart, had some speaker going, get tagged, get your tag today, save money on gas, get tagged, it's everywhere, folks. Tommy Thompson, you know, that's just a little transponder tag, Tommy Thompson traveling around telling kids, get chipped today, mobile chipping vans are in the parking lot for you right now. Again, Senator Biden says to John Roberts, oh, we're probably going to confirm you, but are you going to make people take the chip? You will rule on that. You know that, don't you? Making the people take the chip. By the way, people probably don't believe that. Will you find that clip, John, in the computer, please? We aired it Friday. The company, which is a subsidiary, publicly traded Applied Devil Solutions, I mean Applied Digital Solutions, that it is also in talks with Louisiana health authorities, thought... though no agreement has been reached. Now, they've always been very, very deceptive, folks. They claim that all the hospitals in Miami had them, and it turned out none of them had them. They paid one doctor who was a shareholder to just take receipt of one unit. They claimed that they'd gotten hospitals in Boston to do it, and turned out it wasn't true. They claimed that they had a Bureau of Prisons contract with the Bureau of Prisons in California, and all they had was a tentative agreement to put it in a few of their parolees, but they'd announced thousands, and then the program got exposed, and they canceled it. They claimed that the entire staff of the Mexican Attorney General had taken it. It turned out that he ordered his staff to take it. He ordered 168 to take it, and only like 15 took it. A bunch of them refused. They did fire a few, and then everybody threatened to quit. God bless them. And so they had to stop. But the point is, they're trying, folks. Andy Rooney says you need to take it to prove you're a good person. Biden, Senator Biden brings it up. In fact, did you find that clip? Yeah, go ahead and play the Roberts clip from last week, please.
Stop then, and it must not stop now, Judge. And we'll be faced with equally consequential decisions in the 21st century. Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over. Can brain scans be used to determine whether a person is inclined toward criminality or violent behavior? You will rule on that.
All right. Within 30 minutes of that being announced, what was it, last Monday, a caller called in and played that over his telephone off the VCR. Actually, John, we got the actual video clip. A listener sent it to us. God bless him. There's another Roberts clip. I should have told you to expunge, to delete that bad clip. We got a really juicy clip with really crisp audio. Can you find that one? I'll play that later. I'm not complaining about the first clip we got. I mean, the listeners are always on it. But we have the actual video clip on InfoWars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. These bodies are in an advanced stage of decomposition, said John Proctor, Verichip's Director of Communications. Many of them have no identification marks, no wallets, no IDs. In some cases, a toe tag is not even available. So what does it do putting a $200 ID tag inside each corpse do? Nothing. You mark an unidentified corpse. This is balderdash. Mr. Proctor said the procedure costs $200 a tag each corpse, though the company is providing the service for free. So like ghouls, they come in, and we're to volunteer, chip, chip, chip. The death toll on the Gulf Coast from the storm has risen to 700. It's FDA-approved tag. By the way, they've already approved a chip that goes into your sciatic nerve and manipulates the brain from the neck. And if they've already forced tens of thousands of people a year on drugs, psychotropics, and amphetamine, you know, folks, they're going to soon start forcing people to take this brain-manipulating chip. So that's another problem we face, and that's also gotten FDA approval. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Moses in Texas. Moses, go ahead, sir.
All righty. One thing about the convention center and also something about the rally Saturday. But first, a comment on the microchip and the FDA. FDA would seem to be a conflict of interest, because what if someone has it set up where we go to work to make the money to buy the food that makes us sick, and then get the drugs to make us better so we can go back to work, make the money to, you know, on and on. Well, I called up Campbell's one day because I've just been noticing forever that MSG is in there.
I will not eat any other food. If I eat MSG now, I get a violent headache.
I called them up, and they're like, customer service. I go, yes, I wondered, I saw that y'all have MSG in your Campbell soup. They go, yes, sir, we sure do. And I said, well, I had read that that was a neurotoxin, and that wasn't, whatever happened to good old salt? And they said, well, it's just a flavor enhancer. And then I again repeated that I had read it was a neurotoxin. She said, well, it's FDA approved. And I said, well, so are cigarettes. Well, anyway, thank you. Just got off the horn. Now, down at, also with the microchip, that is balderdash. Just why would you put them in bodies and you don't know who they are? It's like, thank you for doing that, but put them in.
Well, also, what happened to the good old-fashioned toe tag? We got a break, Mo. I'll hold you over, but real fast, tell me what you think of the rally.
It was pretty heated. I thought about making a sign going down there. I did go down there, but I thought about making a sign that said, La Raza, KKK, Mismo. Mismo means the same in Spanish, but I kind of thought better of it.
Yeah, stay there. We'll let you finish up with your comment about the convention center. We'll be right back, folks. I'm going to tell the whole story. Don't worry.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of micropores filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Many people have wondered what has happened to the once great United States of America, why the moral decay that has been taking place within it. The United States has been targeted for overthrow for world government. The United Nations has been established to redistribute the wealth of the world away from the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe. You need to know, as a specific individual citizen of the United States of America, why these things are happening and what you can do about it. We'd like to offer you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine. Just call 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call today. Our operators are standing by to take your subscription. It's absolutely free.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Katrina corpses get chipped. More on that. Historic changes. Possible the military's role in domestic emergencies. Oh, we have to get rid of Posse Comitatus now. We're just now getting ready to do this. No, they've already gotten rid of it. Geared up the military suppression forces. I mean, they admit it. It's in all the public military doctrines. It's on their war game websites. I mean, you can go to the urban warfare drills. But see, now they're going to announce it and roll it out to the public after all these years of R&D and preparation. Clinton, who's constantly vacationing with the Bushes, Bush has implemented every Clinton policy you can imagine. Well, Clinton launches withering attack on Bush, on Iraq, Katrina, and the budget. and this at his big Clinton EU-UN takeover situation that had Condoleezza Rice and all these other people at it. It's totally staged, folks. This is all staged, like WWF wrestling. Andre the Giant and Hulk Hogan weren't really fighting. Macho Man and Hulk Hogan weren't really fighting. The Rock and The Undertaker weren't really fighting, folks. Video camera system gives state police eye in the sky. New developments there. Folks, there's just so much coming up that we're going to be covering. But first, I got to go through all the La Reconquista after we take some calls. Moses in Texas, finish up with your comments.
Okay, well, I have been calling news stations and asking them, instead of calling it the Katrina disaster, to call it the Levee disaster. That would be more accurate. Then also on just finishing up something sarcastic on the microchips. Everything should be okay if we all take microchips, because nothing ever goes wrong with technology. Plus, we can probably trust whoever wants to do that.
Okay. Oh, the government wanting to forcibly chip us to buy and sell is a wonderful sign of freedom.
It makes you really almost think, are there really the monsters from outer space that are just, like, wanting people to get lined up? Of course, we can't prove that. Now to the rally.
No, I mean, you know what? I'm going to say this. I don't get into that, and I don't cover that, and I only cover what I can prove. But,
right.
Yeah, stuff is getting so weird, it makes you want to believe the conspiracies. But I'll tell you something. Our species has done enough evil, weird stuff in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just people don't want to believe that we're fallen, that we're evil. And, brother, I'm here to tell you that is in us. And that's why we've got to dominate that and control that and suppress that and try to grow and water the good side of us. And you not let that dark side take over, my friend.
That's the ultra truth. Down at the rally, I was going to come down there at 3, but then I ended up watching the news coverage, and I saw Fox 7, Arzo Dost, and she said they had people in sombreros and with T-shirts that had the red circle with the slash through it said,
Oslons.
Minutemen, and I wondered, who paid for all this? And she said, the anti-Minutemen are mad at racism and people like Alex Jones. And then it showed just you yelling. And then, so, I called her afterwards and just left a message.
Fox did that?
Fox did that. And I called, I didn't catch the 10 o'clock, but I called and left her a long message.
Well, I'll tell you, they're all on the verge of getting sued, and so is Lloyd Doggett. I mean, imagine, we're out there with blacks and Hispanics. Our press release says, against racism. Meche is openly there saying, yeah, you bet our motto, everything for our race, for other races, nothing. People are wearing T-shirts that say the plan of San Diego, that's the plan to kill all white males above the age of 16. We're there decrying it. The media all, listen, I talked to reporters. I talked to reporters before, and they go, oh, Meche's motto isn't that. They go look it up, and they go, okay, that is their motto.
I remember to go to InfoWars and told her that you weren't racist, that there's plenty of, that there's even Mexican Minutemen as well.
Look.
They don't cover that.
There's a reason InfoWars.com is bigger than Statesman.com.
Right.
There's a reason PrisonPlanet.com is beginning to rival the DallasMorningNews.com. People don't believe these folks anymore, okay? People don't believe that. Listen. It's a bunch of bull. By the time I'm done with all these people, you just wait. You just wait till I cover this stuff in the next segment, Mo. But so that makes. I didn't see that newscast. I saw like five of the other ones because they had different variants. But you're saying she went live down there and said they're mad at racists and people like Alex Jones.
Yes, they include that both all together. That was at the 6 o'clock Saturday.
Notice they're real slick, though. They didn't dare call me a racist. They did what the ADL does. They
right.
Say your name and then merge it. Well, you just wait till I'm done with them.
Also, when I went down there, I ended up said, there's folks, doesn't look like any trouble has happened. They looked kind of a little disappointed. But three white kids came jogging up to me when I went down there and said, is Alex still here? And they laughingly replied, no, we ran that racist out of here. And I said, was he talking about how La Raza and KKK are the same? And this girl, almost pre-programmed, victoriously said, yeah, that right-wing nut.
Stay there. I want to hear the rest of this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol? Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, to understand the level of deception that the media all over the state of Texas and internationally engaged in, as if they were all going off the script, here is our press release, which they all received. And I personally talked to all the news station individuals, the news directors and the people answering the hotlines to get the news cameras out there. And I said, you have my press release? Yes. Okay, Metchus says that for their race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. I want to send you to their website. Are you there? Yes, I'm reading it. Okay, do you understand? We're going to be there, not against the parade itself, but pointing out that some of the people in control of this parade and some of those infiltrating and controlling it are into this. And there's going to be T-shirts and people dressed up saying this. Will you cover it? Well, we'll be there. And our press release, Texans for Freedom announces rally in support of American and Texas sovereignty against Mecha and La Raza, demonization of Texas heritage. Alex Jones to lead demonstration against dangerous La Reconquista movement. And then in the article, we talk about their racist activities. Now, we get out there, and as this massive crowd... And it wasn't as massive as they said it'd be. I say 500, 600. You know, the statesmen got everything wrong except this. They said, we had 100 people. It was more than that. We were there for like 3 hours. People came and went. But 100 at any one time. We had about 100 people. And they had about, the statesmen said 400. Nah, I'd say about 500, 600 were in the Deces Independence Parade. Now, there have been 5,000 people at the real Daisy Sage parades the day before and at the parties. Everybody just having a good time. Again, and I'd say of the 500, 600 people in the Daisy Sage parade, about a third or a little more were hardcore Mexican racists. So, again, the other two-thirds were just kind of, huh? And then they'd be mad at us, but then they'd see Hispanics on bullhorns, they'd hear me talking, they'd come over. What's going on? I go, you know about this? And, well, I'm not for that. I don't want to kill white people, or I'm not against white people. Well, all right, get over here with us. You know, I mean, you know. So people need to understand this. And the leaders of this were all like Lloyd Doggett, white liberal controllers. It's like it's big Republican money funding all this. They want us at each other's throats. Do you know who funded a move to have all whites killed above the age of 16 in Texas? The German government. I didn't know this, folks. I discovered this because of the shirts they were wearing. I mean, these people are nuts, folks. I mean, this is like leftover revolution stuff from, 90 years ago, 85 years ago. We're going to go to Danny, a friend of mine, a good American who, some I guess we call Hispanic or Spanish, but we're just going to use Danny's first name because we don't want folks coming after him. And then we're going to be talking, I want to get Steve Mason on later, who was there, quite a historian, all this. Also, Kevin Smith, if you're out there listening, I know you're at work today. You were there running camera. You saw quite a bit. I had four camera people there. I just served out cameras, basically, to four friends of mine. And so they all caught a lot of stuff I didn't catch. Now, watching the video, I'm seeing stuff worse than what I saw. I was just busy on the bullhorn. People running up and screaming, we're going to kill you. This is Mexico. Whites out. And imagine, I'm on the bullhorn going, we love the Hispanic people. The founders of Texas were Hispanic. The idea to secede from Spain that Mexico picked up was started by the man who wrote the Constitution for Texas. He tried to secede from Spain before he tried to secede from Mexico. You know, on and on and on. You need to know that Meche and La Raza are racist. Look at the local radio station called The Invasion. You're being funded by corporations. You know, rich white owned companies are funding 690-something billboards in L.A. saying L.A.'s Mexico. Why are they doing that? Please, you need to understand America is good. And the response, and notice the media and all the news clips can only show me in the background on the bullhorn, would say nothing, wouldn't let you hear what I was saying. On no newscast, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, the only fair TV, folks, was Mexican TV. My parents were in Matzel Rancho eating Mexican food. They had the UT football team game on one screen, and they had Mexican TV on the other. And they had subcaptions, but there I am speaking in English. They had me for like 2 minutes giving my spiel on Mexican TV. But no American TV, no U.S. television would allow word one out of my mouth, because everything is, this is meant to divide and conquer. These groups are racist. You know, they want to overthrow America. Go ask them. Go ask them in their parade why they're doing this. They would not allow it. They would just simply show Lloyd Doggett going, the people that are for the Minutemen, why they wear white sheets. And, you know, we need to get the Minutemen. We know people have had bad repercussions of the Minutemen with jobs and stuff in Texas. You need to sign on. Call me. I'm ready for a suit, folks. We need people that have had the damages, and I don't care if we don't win it. We need to take Lloyd Doggett and drag his piece of trash hind into court. Listen, I just got through suing Access TV, folks. I spent $11,000 on that. And you know what? We didn't even win the suit, but in discovery, all the dirt came out, and that place just lost its management, and now a new management team came in after 32 years. So, you know, we just routed that out, and I've sued stalkers. And I think I'm going to sue Lloyd Doggett. I'm really strongly concerned, or maybe I'll sue Local Fox. We're going to be giving the phone numbers out. Listen, they have raised a sleeping giant. I am going to expose these people. I'm on the warpath now, folks. I'm on the warpath. And now I discovered that they're Nazi-funded and controlled. Now I discovered that this whole Meche movement, I wondered why it was so Nazi-like. The symbols, everything. And I didn't know. By the way, the Nazis didn't start, folks, in 1940. It just blows me away. And I know everybody's holding and I'm ranting. Is Mo still there? Mo, finish up what these young, stupid kids were saying once you got there after we'd left.
Yeah, they came skipping up, just stars in their eyes, and were so happy. Before I left, after they said, that right-wing nut, I go, that's weird. And the girl with the two guys, she said, that's not weird.
Well, did you try to explain to them that you've been listening for 12 years or whatever?
Actually, one came was skipping up without a shirt and looked like he was ready to start socking people's heads in. So instead, I went to the crowd of the Anti-Minuteman folks, and just loudly I said, everybody should love each other, then we could have no borders. The Mexicans are being used. Divide and conquer. They're going to get microchips for everybody. The government's finally going to say, oh, geez, you know, there really is a problem with undocumented people. That's why we're getting microchips for everybody. Microchips for everybody.
Oh, amen. Amen. First ID cards and biometrics. They've already passed that. It's going in right now.
And I just walked off and said, everybody love each other. And I just got the hell out of there and made. And now I did.
Look, their whole movement is funded by the Republicans and the Democrats.
And
it's funded by the big, literal companies that funded Hitler.
And also,
God, these people just don't get it.
Had you heard that there was a $3,000 to $5,000 a head reward for Minutemen?
That's been in the newspaper.
Okay.
Look, there's a $100,000 reward on dead Border Patrol, and they've killed quite a few. Thanks for the call, Mo. I appreciate you holding and while I've been babbling. I'm going to spend a lot of time on this today. I'm about to start I got to settle down sometime here and just slowly go through what I discovered. Folks, I've learned a whole new level. A whole new level just by their T-shirts. And then I was talking to Hispanics that were there who were on our side, and they go, you don't know about the Plan of San Diego? And I was like, no. And then we have a fellow there who studied, Chicano studies and the rest of it, and he goes, you don't know, Alex? And Steve Mason filled me in on it, too. Then I went and found out, folks, and not from some right-wing group or something, from, Mexican universities. The plan to kill all white males. I mean, the German government financing it. They're like, that doesn't make sense. Oh, yeah, the Germans and the Japanese? It's divide and conquer, folks. And I wondered where all this came from. Now I know. It just freaks me out. And, I mean, again, the corporations are funding them, and they're going to protect them. We're getting the phone number for Fox News locally. We're getting the phone number for News 8. And I want people to call them and just let them know. Be polite, because the person answering the phone isn't evil. And just tell them, tell them whatever's on your mind, but that you're fully aware of how you covered up our anti-racist march and how they... Folks, News 8 showed Hispanics that were there on our side wearing Infowars.com T-shirts and said they were the people protesting us. You understand that? I mean, they couldn't show our crowd because it was blacks and Hispanics and whites, so they would show our crowd and say that was the other crowd. Do you realize the level of deception? Top story, last 2 days in Austin. And I have to watch these reports and get sick to my stomach. I mean, I'm really sick, folks. And I'm not going to have my name besmirched. And it isn't some guilt thing or I've been bullied into saying I don't dislike other groups of people. I don't, folks. I don't dislike other groups of people. But I do dislike the ones that hate my guts and are self-righteous about it. Look, I'm declaring war on you. Do you understand? I'm going to crush you because I've got the American people. We're going to crush you, and that's it, folks. Remember Austin. Remember the Daisy Sage Parade. This is the start, folks. You watch. We're going to win. Just like the whites and the Tejanos together defeated the out-of-control Mexicans the first time, we're going to win this time, folks. So, InfoWar has been declared on you. I am launching a major offensive. My next film, after the one I'm completing is done, is going to be the ultimate La Reconquista expose. It's over for you. I am going to dedicate masses of time to this because now I realize, I've always known it's one of the biggest three issues, but it is one of the absolute centerpieces. Okay, I'm going to shut up. Danny, my good friend, who, of course, is in the Patriot Freedom Movement, does a great job. And Danny, it was good to have dinner with you after that situation. You know, us racists, all of us sitting there together, black folks and Hispanics eating dinner. But what was it like being there, Danny? My descriptions. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree, Danny?
Well, I agree. I just thought that it was amazing that some of the most vocal people on the other side weren't even Mexicans. There seemed to be a lot of provocateurs there, and it's the old divide and conquer situation. It was just amazing to me.
Do you want to go over the guy hitting Mike with a cane, or what they were saying, or the shirts they were wearing? You want to comment on that? Or?
Well, there were a lot of racist shirts there. In fact, they were mostly accusing you of being a racist. And, you know, anybody who really knows you and what you're all about and what you're talking about knows that you're not a racist. And that seemed to be their big chant, and they wouldn't even stop to listen to hear what you were really saying. They were just chanting these racist slogans over and over, trying to drown out the message. And
while wearing shirts that said the Plan of San Diego.
Right. And I wasn't aware of that myself. I'm going to look that up myself and check that out. It's kind of interesting.
Well, the first few things you'll see are like Google just comments denying it. Then you go to the La Reconquista websites, they brag about it, but you go to the historical text, Mexico City, I mean, you know, there's Mexican textbooks on it. So it's real, and the German government then tried to piggyback on top of it, and I didn't know about it. So it just blows me away. But something else that came up is your son in the high school he goes to, and we did do a video interview with you that's going to be on TV Tuesday or Wednesday. We're going to have to do it in two parts. There's so much video. But talking about brainwashing, describe what happened to your son, and then we're going to go to Kevin Smith. Go ahead.
Well, you know, working in the truth community, my son is, of course, exposed to a lot of the truth of what's going on in government. And a couple of weeks ago, he decided not to stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. And it wasn't because of the under God situation or anything like that. He just felt that, well, why should he be pledging allegiance to a government that led us into a war based on manipulated intelligence? And so he just decided to sit it out. Well, his teacher confronted him afterwards and told him that it was a Texas state law that required him to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance. And so he was sent up for referral for detention. We got a call home all about it, and so my wife decided to get on the internet and look this thing up, and there was something in 2003 passed by our governor, Rick Perry, and I think it's mostly ceremonial, but it says that...
Yeah, it's another color of law thing.
Right. And after looking it up, it did state that there is no penalty for it, and that if parents wish to have their students opt out from
it. Yeah, it's like the vaccines. There's no law, but you got to give us a slip saying you don't want to do it.
Right. You have to write them in writing. You have to go through the motions and tell them that you want your son or daughter to opt out.
There's no law. Why do you got to write it? And again, it's the same thing with the vaccines. So what did they do to your son? The classic Nazi Soviet tactic.
Well, my wife wrote him a letter, and, you know, it was a pretty good letter, and told him that she wished to opt out, but she felt that, you know, it's not good for kids to just stand up and wrote and, you know, recite getting behind the government that, you know.
No, I mean, I love the flag, but now it's been expropriated by the globalists, and we should get in the habit of doing nothing this government tells us to do.
Right. So anyway, they said, fine, that was a good letter, and your son. But then the same teacher then wanted my son to stand outside the class while the...
Which is a form of shunning or being ostracized, total mind control. I wouldn't put up with that.
Well, we didn't. And I told my son, don't step out of the class. It's your right to be in that class, and you shouldn't be singled out for that.
Well, I think other students should stand with him. Now, the next thing is there's a rebellion at the same high school against the ID cards in Louisiana 4 years ago, or actually more than 4 years ago. The whole school refused, starting with one student that said no. Tell us the name of the school, but tell us the lanyard that the ID card hangs around.
Right. Well, the name of the school is Stony Point High School. And I was surprised. He brought up this issue as an aside from what happened. He goes, did you know that they want us to wear our name tags around our neck? Now, you know, I'm all for kids having their ID cards, and it's fine to carry them in your wallet or whatever, but they want them to wear them around their neck. And they issued all the kids lanyards, which say Army National Guard, and it has their 1-800 number, Go Guard.
Which is a continual brainwashing situation. And things you wear around your neck, major studies have shown, you become very attached to.
Right, and these are wide lanyards. The script on them is very wide, easy to see, and it's just like advertising. Kids will read this over and over.
It's almost 3/4 inch wide.
Right, and you know, they read it over and over, just like advertising, and it becomes branding. And,
but more than that, the psychological studies that I've read show that wearing something next to your body, well, you know how it is. I lost my wedding ring and got really upset because I was really attached to it.
Right. So I just think that they're preparing all these kids for conscription eventually. And I just think, you know, the kids can opt out with that lanyard and buy their own.
Buy their own, yes.
Right. And they can buy their generic.
In closing, we got about 30 seconds left. What did you think of the newscast?
On TV?
Yes.
Yeah, I just thought it was a little one-sided. They kind of painted you as the radical protester, and they didn't really give it accurate coverage.
How many newscasts did you see?
I saw a couple of newscasts.
Well, I've seen five, and I'm told there's others out there where they don't like racists and Alex Jones. And let me tell you, that's slander. They know exactly what they're doing, and I'm not going to put up with it. Hey, anything else you want to add?
No, that's it. So begins the fight here to get the truth out, and my hat's off to you for what you're doing out there.
No, my hat's off to you for coming out there. God bless you.
All right, you take care, Alex.
We'll be right back, folks.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Find Nazis, I find Zionists, I find British royalty, and I found them again behind these La Reconquistas. You know, my latest film martial law exposes the Nazi control of our country, exposes how the bankers funded the Nazis, how the Bushes were in bed with them. It's called Martial Law. 3 hours long, a mini-series, The Police State, 9/11, and a full hour, part three, on the Nazi control grid, the death cult. And the Aztecs and the Nazis fit together like a hand in glove, two different death cults. I mean, it's incredible, the same spirit. And now we've discovered something that I can't believe it was. I learned so much more every day. The rabbit hole just gets deeper and deeper. Please get Martial Law. Please help us expose the Nazis. It's a three-hour miniseries, $25.95. Get a second copy for $19.95. It goes down to $14 when you get a bunch of copies. American Dictators, buy one copy. It drops down to $5.95 for each additional copy. Go to Infowars.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart. Your purchase makes this broadcast possible. We need your support. We're trying to expand. We have to fight the New World Order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv for all my special video reports I do that aren't even in documentaries, my weekly TV reports, all my films, my best audio interviews. Prison Planet, prisonplanet.tv, or Infowars.com to order hard copies. We're going to go to Kevin Smith here in just a second. We're going to hold him over into the next hour a little bit. Then I'm going to settle down and play news clips and go right through all the new developments, what happened at the rallies yesterday, and how this affects the entire country. It is so important, folks. I mean, it's just, this reaffirms all my other research. I had no idea I'd stumble into this. It's just, it never ends. It's just what I've discovered has just been like a thunderbolt. But I want you to call News8 Austin, who I called beforehand, who I confirmed with their news directors. You know that Metch's motto is for our race, everything, for those outside the race, nothing. Yes, I've seen it. Do I need to bring you videotapes of them with pictures of white people's heads cut off in effigy, saying they're going to kill whites? No. Okay, your news crew's coming out. Now, my headline and my press release is, we're fighting racism. Can you just get that? Well, we'll just see you there, Alex. None of the news got that. Then they played that piece of trash, Lloyd Doggett, going, the people that are for the Minutemen, they're not new. They really wear white sheets. And I got to say, the Statesman in a deeper area of their site does have a photo with me surrounded by Hispanic supporters, but nothing in the article about that. That's the only news anywhere we found that in any inkling had a fragment to tell the truth. This is incredible. It is yellow journalism. It is a false report. It can be proven to a jury. The question is, do I want to crusade off and fight them that way and get a judgment? Maybe I need to. Just, I got to look at who's the most egregious. And frankly, I don't know. It's just painful. It's very painful to be in Circuit City yesterday and buying a new hard drive. We filled up the other one with video, and they have a few Hispanic folks, most of them shaking my hand, and folks, you know, Hispanic folks buying me dinner when I'm in a restaurant. But some of the poor Hispanic folks I know who saw me on the news were kind of looking at me like they were scared of me. That made my blood boil. Ugh, I need those people as allies against the New World Order. The New World Order has manipulated them. All right, I'm out of control. Coming up in the next hour, folks, I'm going to give you the number to call News 8 Austin and Local Fox for some of the worst reports, and I want you to call them. Call them right now. Just call different extensions to talk to different people, especially if you were locally in Austin and saw it, or if you were at the rally and saw the lies. 512. Oh, I wrote this so fast I can't even read my own writing. I'll get the numbers when we get back and give them to you. I'm invigorated at certain levels knowing I'm in the right fight, but at other areas I'm very depressed. We'll be right back.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.